so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Sir Ernest Shackleton was a British polar explorer in the early 1900s. He led three different expeditions to the Antarctic and was later knighted by the King of England for his success in shedding light and knowledge on that very uninhabitable part of the world. During the very dangerous and difficult circumstances of his journeys with his crew, and to buoy their faith, Shackleton said to them, quote, "Optimism is true moral courage," close quote. Or, in other words, it's a very brave thing to have a positive, faithful outlook on the future. Recently, LDS Apostle Elder Jeffrey R. Holland was a guest speaker at a humanitarian conference at Windsor Castle in England. The purpose of the conference was to discuss how to help minority groups around the world who had been persecuted and marginalized for their religious or cultural status. Elder Holland said this, quote, "People can live without a lot of things. They can live sometimes without much food. They can live sometimes without much hygiene and nutrition, but they can't live without hope. They need to know that it's going to get better." Close quote. When we're in difficult circumstances, how do we discover or maintain that hope and that faith that is spoken of? Even if things look really bleak, having an inner peace and a positivity could be the difference in making it through a situation. Even though my life has never been threatened and I've never been cast out of my homeland or persecuted for my beliefs or been in a really difficult survivalist mode, hard things have still happened to me. And while it's so easy to complain and to feel sorry for ourselves when things like that happen, maintaining faith helps you to mentally and spiritually survive and thrive in any situation. It's a real power that we can all tap into. Here are a few things that can help us maintain or develop greater faith and positivity. Number one is to start your day off on a positive note. It's really easy when we wake up to turn on our phone to get news updates and find out what happened the night before. But if we start off by reading the scriptures or saying a prayer or writing down the things that we're grateful for, it gets your mindset into a good mood and you're able to have faith in the good things of the world, the peaceable things of the world throughout the day. Number two is to create a library of positive thoughts or sayings that you can access in a time of need, whether it's a memorized scripture, a line from a hymn, a family motto, or an uplifting quote. Having faith-promoting things on quick mental recall can help you to put negative situations into perspective. And if you need any uplifting quote ideas, the Mormon Channel website has a great daily quotes section at the top of our page that you can access and print for free. Number three is to stop allowing yourself to say or even think negatively. I remember attending a church youth camp when I was much younger, and one of the speakers, a professor at BYU, challenged everyone there in the audience to do a little experiment and to try not to think or say any negative things for 24 hours. Easier said than done. It's really hard to not think of something critical or self-doubting or backbiting or complaining to say in a full day's worth. And even to this day, I haven't been able to do it fully. But even just attempting it and setting it as a goal has helped me to think, speak, and act more positively in my life. So I would challenge you to try that as well. And then finally, of course, we can always pray for help. Heavenly Father wants to help us to have a more faith-filled, happier life, and He can step in and enlighten your mind and remind you of the things that you need to do on your own to help make that happen. Well, we're going to close our episode today with a quote from Sister Mary N. Cook, and she said, "Not only did our Savior love all, He served all." That's another great way to increase our faith and to stay positive, is being aware of our blessings and using those blessings to help other people. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.